Morning Watch, loving the Lord and loving one another for the organic building up of the church as the body of Christ. Week 5, life's washing in love to maintain fellowship. Thursday, related verses, Psalm 23, verses 2 and 3. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside waters of rest. He restores my soul. He guides me on the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Acts 3:20. So that seasons of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Christ who has been previously appointed for you, Jesus. Ezekiel 34:14. I will feed them with good pasture, and their dwelling place will be upon the mountains of the heights of Israel. There they will lie down in a good dwelling place, and on rich pasture they will feed upon the mountains of Israel. Psalm 110, 3. Your people will offer themselves willingly in the day of your warfare, in the splendor of their consecration. Your young men will be to you like the dew from the womb of the dawn. Deuteronomy 34:7. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor had his freshness left him. Psalms 92:12-14. The righteous man will flourish like the palm tree. He will grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Planted in the house of Jehovah, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bring forth fruit in old age. They will be full of sap and green. Related reading. Not only do we need to lay aside the garments of our attainments, but we also need to be girded with a towel. This means that we must be bound, that we must lose our liberty. The feet were washed with water and also wiped with the towel with which the Lord was girded. In other words, the more we are willing to be bound for the sake of others, the more we shall be able to minister to others and wipe their feet. Otherwise, the more we are free, the more we shall damage others. We simply give up our liberty for the purpose of ministering something to our dear brothers and sisters. Each of us must learn how to love the brothers and sisters by ministering the spiritual foot washing to them. Sometimes when I come to visit you, you can minister some sort of foot washing to me by showing your love toward me, and I have to show the same love toward you so that some foot washing will be ministered to you to cleanse you from the earthly touch. We must do this, otherwise the fellowship between us could not be maintained. Fellowship can be maintained between one another only when love ministers such a foot washing. More than 25 years ago, when I was working with the leading co-workers, such as Brother Watchman Nee and others, I received much help by this kind of foot washing from them. Every time I contacted them, I sensed some sort of foot washing to keep me clean from the earthly touch. They loved me and showed their love to me by ministering the spiritual foot washing to cleanse me from the earthly touch. We can summarize defiled feet with a few words: staleness in fellowship with the Lord. Clean feet, however, denote fresh fellowship with the Lord. How many can say today that they treasure the Lord and love the Lord as much as they did 5 or 10 years ago? Many people have to say that they do not have the same feeling that they had a year ago. Their feet are defiled, and they have become weary. This is spiritual weariness. It is the loss of spiritual freshness and vitality. Foot washing means recovering our former feelings. bringing us back to the freshness of life and giving us fresh strength to treasure what we previously treasured. Thank the Lord that He washes our feet all the time. Today, many believers in Christ have become stagnant in their spiritual growth. They sing, praise, and pray reluctantly. Sometimes this is the result of sin, but many times this is not the result of any sin. They simply have defiled feet, and they have become spiritually enervated. We have to realize that the Lord wants us to be fresh all the time. This is why He says that He leads us to green pastures. The Lord wants us to be fresh every day. We may have been yellow yesterday, but we can be green again today. We may have been yellow this morning, but we can be green this afternoon. The Lord is fresh, running water. He does not flow for 5 minutes and then stop. He flows continuously, daily, monthly, and yearly. There is not a minute in which He is short. He is always fresh, and He is constantly refreshing us. This is the life that the Lord is leading us to live. Here is power, joy, peace, and holiness. Only by living this way can we express the Lord's life. After the victory at Jericho, there is still the victory at Ai. After great victories, there are still small daily victories. This should be our daily experience before the Lord.